Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I mean, you could do better than that, you guys. Which is my chair. Okay, so I woke up at 5 this morning, like a psychopath. Really excited for the record. The record drops tonight, technically at midnight, but because we're West Coasters, we get it at 9 o'clock. So let's get to it. Please welcome the Black Keys.
But you say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend. Hi.
What's up?
Hi.
There's a reason I did that. You'll find out later. I gave you entrance music.
We approve.
First of all, one of the perks of doing this is that I get the album in advance. So I've been fiendishly consuming this album for the last 48 hours. You've done so good, boys.
Thank you so much.
We actually were just backstage reading bad reviews. So.
Stop.
I'm not even joking.
Can I ask you, at this stage in the game, do you even read? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Exclaim magazine really didn't like it. Yeah.
Boo. I will fight them. Do you understand me? I will fight them.
Oh, I know. I just Googled the guy. He lives in Manitoba, so... He gets a pass.
As you know, or maybe you don't know, Dan and Patrick have known each other their entire lives. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, since we were about 9.
So what is your earliest memory of one another?
I remember the first time I met Dan. It was like right when I moved to the neighborhood. And it was like dusk. And all the kids were... All the other kids were riding bikes, and I had grown up like in a neighborhood where it was just like you know, really old people who just yell at us all the time. So it felt like I kind of had moved into the Goonies neighborhood.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and you know, they kind of had all the characters. I'm not sure which one I was, but there's definitely a Chunk and all that.
So I believe that was called the Boondocks, right? Their neighborhood was called the Boondocks.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was called the Boondocks. I'm up on my pop culture. What about you, Dan? What's your first memory of Patrick?
I mostly remember his older brother, Will, because he was a train enthusiast.
He was the local eccentric kid.
So he took, you would focus on Will. You wouldn't see Pat or his brother, Michael.
At what point, I think you were teenagers when you finally became friends and started making music. In fact, hold on, I have pictures. Have you guys ever seen them as teenagers or in their younger years? Please put picture number one up. They're going to kill me. That would be a young Patrick. Picture number two. When Dan won prettiest, what did you win? Prettiest Eyes.
Prettiest Eyes.
Is that at Firestone High School?
Firestone High. No, that was middle school.
Okay, we've got two more. Next picture. Look at that. And you've always had great hair. One more picture. Look at that. Dude, you guys were babies. So
We were on Ozempic back then.
I would talk about the ups and downs of being in a relationship with a band member for so long, but there's a documentary that just debuted at South by Southwest called This is a Film About the Black Keys. From what I've seen, you're going to get all the goods. You're going to get, like, behind the curtain. When did you guys make that and why? Because it seems like, I don't even know what streaming platform I'm going to be able to watch it on, but it seems like you really leave it all on the table.
Yeah, a friend of ours suggested that his buddy make a documentary, and so I thought it was an interesting idea. After thinking about it, I guess, you know, once we cross the 20-year threshold of being a band, I think kind of like, you know, your perception of everything kind of starts changing, and a couple of things happened at that point for me, which was that I thought it was important, like, if I was like a 15-year-old kid in Akron, like, if I could see, like, how a band I liked, you know, how it started, you know, yeah. That we were just two idiots who luckily met each other and all the stuff that we've had to go through. So that's basically the gist of the movie, you know. And then another thing that happened was, you know, making this album was like, I just started thinking about all the bands that have been around for like 20 plus years.
Yeah.
And then what albums have they made, those bands that I care about?
Yeah.
And the list was very small, and it stays small according to Exclaim magazine.
You and your you read
but
a
we
lot.
Wanted to try to make something really good.
Okay, so I'm going to pivot. So you'll see the documentary, and from what I've seen, it looks freaking awesome. What do you know? The streaming platform it'll be on eventually. Well, minor details I'll tell you guys later.
I mean, it's not. It's yeah. There's like the people that own the documentary. Trying to
we'll figure it
find
out.
Find a partner, but yeah, you know, it'll hopefully be out before the tour.
Okay,
the
so look out for it. Now I want to talk about this other thing that they do that I love so much is their record hangs. So I've been to most of the ones in LA at No Vacancy, but before they were record hangs, right? Before it was just like you guys would DJ before they became official record hangs. And they are, I want my entire life to be a Black Keys record hang. I have like this tiny little video. Will you play the video? It's just... That's literally what they're all like all the time. It's the best room, the best music, and they play records. Do you want to explain how that started and exactly what you play? Because it's not what you would imagine.
You know, always loved collecting vinyl, going to record shops as part of what we did when we go to different cities on tour. But it wasn't until like the last couple of years we decided to start spinning records out, you know, in clubs for fun. We started doing it, you know, a little bit here and there. And we had such a good time. We sort of made it a mandatory part of tour. And it's been like a kind of energizing thing, you know. It's been like a friendly competition to find the hot record, you know, and it really carried over into the studio, listening to all this music, exploring, trying to find all these different sounds, and then going into the studio like the next day, taking that energy.
That energy is incredible.
Yeah.
What have you learned
also,
about...
Also, it's so enlightening being, you know, playing a record and seeing how the audience responds.
That's what I was going to ask you. What have you learned about like human energy? Because you, pretty much when you guys DJ up there, manipulate is such an ugly word. Let me think of another one. You orchestrate energy. And so, but you get to tell what works, what doesn't, and you could see the people kind of going up, going down, getting sexy, or whatever it is. I have to say it like that. But what have you learned about like human energy and what you like to connect to watching these rooms?
You know, when we're doing this, we always invite like a friend to come join us. And my favorite thing is when someone just doesn't get it and starts playing like the worst music.
Like what would that be?
I mean, someone just played like, I don't know, some Madonna song. It's just some 80s thing. It was just like looking them in the eye and just bringing the fader down. Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense that these record hangs are like Bo Diddley and like The Clash and The Rolling Stones and T-Rex. And like, it's got... There's like this soulfulness to it. So if they drop like a random 80s Madonna song, that must have been strange.
It's kind of an unspoken rule.
Yeah.
It's all, yeah. pre-1980.
All right, so let's get to the new record. We have arrived at Ohio Players. Sorry, I'm losing my voice. The entire experience listening to it felt like one of your record hangs.
Oh.
It really did, like the whole thing. It's impressive. It's from the get-go. I was driving. So in order for me to get the album in advance, they send it to me with a watermark. And then I have to type in a passcode and a password and get a number and jump up and down on one leg and pee in a bucket and howl at the moon. And then it arrives, right? So I'm driving on the 101 and I'm listening to it. I'm obsessed at this point. I cannot live without it. And it disconnected. And I pulled over on the side of the freaking 101 freeway on the shoulder, going south before the fucking Highland exit. Cops are driving past me, but I was like, I need this song to play right now. So tell me about the record that almost got me killed.
Sorry about that.
Have you thought
It was my choice. It was my poor choice.
Have you thought about therapy at all?
You have some heavy hitters. You've got Beck. You've got a Gallagher brother. You've got Noel. And then you've got Juicy J from 3-6 Mafia, which, as the kids would say, it's a flex. Tell me about the experience. What brought this record out of you?
On the last album, we started to like dip our toes into collaborating with people, which we really hadn't done much of. Like when we worked with Danger Mouse on a record, it was just him and the two of us. So it was only in the last couple of years that we actually felt comfortable, I guess, being in the studio with other people creating stuff from scratch. And once we broke through that barrier and we needed to start this new record, we thought we'd dig into the Rolodex a little deeper. And the first person we thought of was Beck. Because he was someone who helped us out very early on, took us on tour very early, and he always talked about making some music with us, and we'd never gotten around to doing it, so we reached out to him, and that kind of got the ball rolling, and it was that spirit of collaboration that, you know, we carried on making the record.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beck is on the first song on the record, which is my absolute favorite. Well, it's tied, but it's called This Is Nowhere, and it was playing in the house. I'm sure you guys were like dancing to it, but...
Well, according to Exclaim magazine...
Jesus Christ!
It's the worst start to any Black Keys album.
I'm gonna fight them. But let's move past that for a second because this record's amazing. Yeah, you've got a bunch of people that are ready to fight whoever. Where did you say he was? Manitoba?
Manitoba.
Where are we going?
We've just rerouted the tour. We're going.
We're heading straight to
Manitoba. We're going straight there.
From you.
In fact, this set is canceled.
From your perspective, what do you think is important for us, the listeners, to know about this record? What do you want us to know when we're listening or experiencing it for ourselves?
I mean, I think the only thing that you need to know is that we've been doing this for a long time, and I think we just really figured out how to really enjoy it seriously. And so this is a product of us working harder than we ever have, but having more fun than we ever have. And you know, we spent more time in the studio working on this album than Brothers, El Camino, Turn Blue combined. Because to get to these songs, we finished 29 songs, and then we started kind of figuring out, you know, what this album was, and it was like, oh, it needs to represent like the energy of kind of the record hang, like just the fun. It's musically, I don't know, like it's not really informed by the record hang music, other than maybe the choices we made arranging, like kind of editing out, you know, things that seemed redundant in a song or something. But I think, you know, we got to this collection of songs that all work together, and it is different than anything we've made. And it was really hard to pick the first couple songs that got shared, you know. So I feel like people really don't have a concept of what the album sounds like yet. You know, Beautiful People is by far like the most kind of mainstream thing on the album. And we put out, you know, Forgot to Be Your Lover, which is because of Valentine's Day, it just seemed to make sense. But that's a completely different type of song than anything else on the record. So I'm excited for people to hear the whole thing.
On the Game made me emotional, and I've never cried to a Black Keys song before. So I don't know if I was having like a hormonal issue at the moment or...
On the Game, that's one of the songs we wrote with Noel Gallagher.
Yeah.
In London, and yeah, we'll be playing that in a few minutes.
Okay. Before we wrap it up so they can play for you, just three quick things. You had a party, you DJed for the Playboy party at Chateau Marmont. My phone was dead and maybe I was drunk, but one of you wrote in with Jason Momoa. Was it you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He told me to tell you to give me his phone number and that it would be okay. So we can handle that later.
I got you.
Thank you. The other person I want to talk about really quick is Derek T. Tuggle. Have you guys seen the Lonely Boy video? Yeah. The guy, the security guard that dances like that, that's a real human being. He didn't get paid to do that. He was telling me the story because from what he says on his YouTube story about the experience, he was a background guy and you guys fell in love with his moves and you made him the video. Is that true?
I mean, making a music video is always like, can be the hardest part, you know, because it's always last minute. Like, no matter how... I don't know, ahead of it you want to get. Like, it's just, you know, for us, it's always like we're finishing it the day before it's done. The day before it's due. And so we had this whole video shot for Lonely Boy. It took 2 days to shoot it. It was like starring Bob Odenkirk, and it was directed by Bob Dylan's son, Jesse. And it was like this huge production. And we watched it and we're like, this sucks. and we're like, what are we going to do? And, Dan remembered, like, you know, us watching Derek dance for his one scene that was going to take about 2 seconds of the video. And then Dan just said, let's just use that.
Yeah, I said, do we have him doing the whole song? You know? And they sent it to us. And it was, like, the most compelling thing we'd seen.
So, essentially, we spent $85,000 making something that we could have done for, like, with an iPhone for free.
Keep an eye out for Derek T. Tuggle. He's going to come back around in this cycle. But all this was a roundabout way of me saying I would like his phone number as well, if it's available. And then
you know what? What we did is, because he was paid as a background on that video, because that's what he was, right? So we made a big blockbuster music video, and he's the star. So that comes out.
That's the On the Game video. It comes out.
Yeah, tonight. With the song that Noel Gallagher's on. And also, last thing I will say, if you invite Noel Gallagher out one night to play with you and you secretly tell Liam to open for you, you will have reunited Oasis, and only you two can do it. So we are counting on you, is all I want to say. No pressure.
We've been working on it.
You have? Okay. Do you trust the Black Keys?
Yeah!
Do you want to hear the Black Keys play some songs?
Yeah!
Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Black Keys. They'll be back.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.